Fred Film Radio.
Korea Florence Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolo Comotti here at the 12th edition of Florence Korea Film Fest. And today we're in company with Mr. Hu Jung, director of Hide and Seek. Welcome. So first thing first, can you briefly tell us what Hide and Seek is about?
숨바꼭질은 그 누가 이제 자기 집에 숨어서
The concept of the movie is an urban legend, rumor, according to which there are people hiding in your own house and you're not aware of it, or else you get to be aware of that, but it takes time. And when I wrote the movie and I created the story, I viewed as the target just the Korean audience. So I created different situations, and I represented different spaces to which Korean audiences could respond to and that could resonate with Korean viewers. But my doubt was that I was not sure that other viewers, like Italian viewers, could respond the same way to the movie.
What I've noticed is this fascinating, almost reactionary analysis of seeing the loss and gain of property. So about this little political critique, do you think it is even more powerful thanks to the thriller genre that you have masterfully played with it? When you started writing the film, what was your priority, the content or playing with the threads of the genre itself?
그걸 이제 어디에 더 비중을 뒀다고 얘기하기는 좀
I didn't give any priority to content nor genre. First of all, I wanted to focus on how to tell this story, how to tell about this urban legend, even though maybe it didn't have a solid basis. I wanted to give a touch of realism to it and at the same time to create suspense for the audience. And in order to do so, I decided to play with both the horror and the thriller genres.
The film keeps hammering us with plot twists. Perhaps what keeps us anchored to our seats is also, and to follow the film, is also the solid cast performance, is also the solid performance of the cast. I wanted to know how you prepared them for the film, and did you spend a lot of time with them before shooting to create this realistic and familial tension?
일단 그 주인공 역할 맡았던 그 성수 역할의 그 손현주
To be honest, I didn't do much because my actors were so good that I didn't have to do anything in particular. As to the lead character, the male character, my protagonist Song-su, he has a long career in television, so he is a very famous actor, but at the same time he's not a real star. He doesn't have this status among our viewers. And he showed a lot of sensitivity, and at the same time he was a very familiar face, and that's why I chose him for this role, because I thought that this would make it easier for the audience to empathize with this character and to understand the story. As to the female lead, who has the role of Chui-hee, she wanted the parts so badly that I chose her, and even though the role was very difficult for her, she put whatever she had in that, and she was so strong that she was great.
Last but not least, we are in Florence and we speak about Korean cinema. I'm going to ask you a question more as a member of the audience rather than a director. Korean cinema is one of the most prolific in the world, and can you find common traits to define Korean cinema, or do you think it's just superfluous to try pinpoint its nature?
Okay, so you asked for three adjectives. First of all, I would say that it's a varied cinema as to genres and also the ways that we create our cinema. Second one is dynamic, because the Korean industry evolves steadily every year. And as to the third one, it doesn't come up to me right now, so let's just make it two. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, June, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.